There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Marcella. I have a story. It's actually my first time listening to your guys' podcast, so I'm not too sure if this is going to make the cut. But I've had a couple experiences while at my house, at my mother's house. I don't live there anymore, so I don't know if she's experienced anything since I've been gone. But anyways. The first time I experienced something was when I was around, I want to say maybe 10 or 11 years old. At the time, my sister was living at the house, and so was my brother. We actually had bunk beds. My sister and I shared the top bunk, while my brother had the bottom bunk. Anyways, one day in the middle of the night, let's just say 3 o'clock, just for the heck of it, why not? 3 a.m., I wake up and I just really, really thirsty, very, very parched. So usually I can just go back to sleep, override the feeling, but for some reason I just really wanted to go get that drink of water, so I did. I go down my stairs from the top bunk, and how my apartment was set up, you're able to look straight down into the hallway once you open the door from my room, and you'll just see the room to my mother's room, the door to my mother's room, and then you'll also see the door to the bathroom. And right off to the left is the living room, but there's a wall right there, so you can't see beyond that wall, so you're not able to look inside the living room while looking straight down from my bedroom door. So just going on like a normal night, just trying to go get something to drink. I walk down the hallway, I make my left, and I stop because I see just, to me, what it looked like was it looked like a girl dressed in all white. It was just like a long, honestly, it looked like a long white t-shirt, not a dress or anything like that. And it looked like she was praying. She had long, dark hair, and she was just perched up on the TV stand, her hands, prayer formation, and just long, dark hair. And I kind of just stood, was a little bit frozen, honestly. I was a little shocked because couldn't really believe what I was seeing. And her head slowly starts to turn, and I get just a bad feeling. It's not like like I was going to see a nice face when she turned. All I know is that I just did not want to see what was going to happen as soon as she turned around. So as she's turning her head very slowly, I back up until I hit the wall. And once I finally hit that wall, it kind of just shocked me. And I went out of shock, actually. Sorry. Went out of shock. And made it back to my room, and I woke up my sister. I didn't want to tell her what I saw. I kind of wanted to see if she was going to see it as well. So I just woke her up, asked her if she can get me a glass of water, and she agreed. So she climbs down the bunk bed, and as she's climbing down the bunk bed, I decide that now I have the courage to see what that face looks like if she's still there. So I go, and of course, she wasn't there anymore. my sister gets up, she goes into the kitchen, grabs me my glass of water, and that was the end of that. Then it goes on maybe a next year or maybe another year after 2 years. I was cleaning my room, and we don't have any younger kids. At the time, anyway, there wasn't anybody my mother was babysitting or any nieces or nephews that were pretty young. But I was cleaning my closet, and as I was cleaning my closet, I saw a handprint of a child, and it was clear as day, just a handprint on the wall, and I got very confused. I'm like, what the heck? How did this get here? I've cleaned my closet multiple times. I've been in and out of here grabbing clothes and sweaters and anything that I need to get from this area, and I've never seen a handprint. And I got a little freaked out. I told my sister. My sister comes into the room. She takes a look at it, and I think she was trying to protect me. I was still kind of young when this was going on, so she probably didn't want me to get scared, but she said that she'd seen that handprint there before, but on the look of her face when I showed her that handprint, it looked like it was the first time that she had seen it as well. So it was just a weird situation. So, I mean, I didn't want to look at that handprint any longer than I had to, so I decided to get some cleaning product, spray it down, and I started rubbing it, and a majority of it came off. But the whole thing would not go away, and it's still there. If I were to go back to my mom's house into that same closet, I could definitely point out where the handprint is. It's not as dark as it was because, again, I did try to clean it off, but it didn't completely come off. Now, another experience was right before I moved out, actually, and I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time, and he himself didn't believe in ghosts or anything like that, and supernatural. He was very, everything had a reason for why things happened type of deal. And I was on the phone with him, talking about who knows what, and I was sitting on my couch, and on the couch that I was sitting at, closest to the window, you're able to see into the hallway of the, of just the area where all the bedrooms are, and right from there, you can see the bathroom door. If it's open, then you can see right into the bathroom. I was sitting at an angle to where I couldn't see completely inside of the bathroom, but I did see just the door and the mirror that's just right there. So I'm on the phone with my boyfriend, and we were just talking, and then all of a sudden, I was home alone, by the way, all of a sudden, I just see a dark shadow kind of crossing over into the bathroom, and I was on the phone, so I felt pretty brave, and I'm like, okay, that was weird, and he was like, what? And I said, no, nothing, because I knew he wasn't going to believe me. So I start walking towards that hallway, and then I just get this feeling of just complete dread. And I became honestly scared, and I didn't know what to do. And I just immediately started bawling, just crying my eyes out. And he can hear me on the other end, and now he's freaking out. He's like, Marcella, what's going on? What's going on? So I'm just slowly, not even slowly at this point, because again, I honestly felt threatened. So I just walked out, and I actually didn't. I'm sorry. I ran out of the house, and I was just outside of my apartment just crying. And when I finally calmed down, I'm like, okay, you're not going to believe me, but I swear I saw something. I saw something walk into my bathroom, and as I was walking up to go see what the hell happened, I couldn't. I froze. I was scared, and I started crying because I felt like something was going to hurt me. And he was saying, he's like, okay, I'm not saying that I don't believe you, but are you sure that this is all? He's like, you didn't see anything but a shadow, and that's it. All I saw was a shadow walk into the room, and I felt like it wanted to harm me. Now, I don't know if this all connects, but I kind of have a feeling it does. But I am a victim of sleep paralysis. Now, since I've moved out of the house, I couldn't say that I have experienced it, but not as much as I did when I lived in the house. And every time, I mean, thank God I didn't see anything while in sleep paralysis, but I did feel a presence. I did feel something in my room or something trying to come after me. Now, just how I sleep, I always sleep on my side, and I tend to fall asleep with my back towards the door. Now, every time I do get sleep paralysis, I would feel something trying to come through my door, but of course I couldn't see because I wasn't facing that way. My dad himself was a victim of sleep paralysis, and recently I had watched a documentary, and it's just crazy because sleep paralysis, I mean, a lot of people experience it, but yet we all see the same thing. And I mean, some people may see more than others, or some people may feel a different presence than others, but originally from what I felt, it's just something dark and something scary coming into my room. But yeah, that was my experience or experiences. Sleep paralysis is definitely a scary thing, and I feel like that itself is just a whole other conversation. But that's my story.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.